I am a tailor now in distress, who to the world must freely confess that I am fairly served in my kind, as by the sequel you shall find. I have a fair young wife of my own, yet I am courting every Joan. Many a pound on them have I spent, but at the last I sigh and lament. Listen a while, and I will unfold as sad a tale as ever was told. Surely the like you never did hear, therefore I pray be pleased to draw near. As I was walking thorough pell-mell, where a young lord and lady did dwell, with a new garment under my arm, thinking, alas, no manner of harm. There a young lass I happened to meet, tempted I was to give her a treat. Then to the tavern straight I did go, this is but the beginning of woe. She for the best canary did call, I was obliged to pay for it all. Seeking, alas, for pleasant delight, I was resolved to tarry all night. Then the young Tib did cunningly say, sir, if you are right willing to stay, I have a chamber here of my own, where we may kiss and dally alone. Such a kind proffer who could refuse? But I was fairly catched in a noose. The naked truth I will not deny, Taylor was ne'er so cheated as I. Now when the night was dallied away, just before morning break of the day, she rose and left me snoring in bed. Oh, I lament the life I have led. There did she seize my delicate suit, likewise my watch and money to boot. Thus she did fairly make up her pack, leaving me not a suit to my back. When I awoke and found she was gone, missing my clothes, oh, how I took on! But yet, alas, it was but in vain, for I shall never see him again. Sobbing and likewise sighing I lay, knowing there was the reckoning to pay. I had no coin nor garments to wear, how to get home, alas, was my care. Yet after all, to finish the strife, forced I was to send for my wife. When she came in, she ring me a peal, I and her fist she forced me to feel. Sirrah, said she, if this be the trade, you shall a sad example be made. There did she ring me still by the ears, till I, alas, was bitter in tears. There with her fist my face she did maul, till I at length was forced to fall. Down on my knees her love to obtain, vowing I'd ne'er offend her again. Rascal, said she, I'll pardon thee now, if that this day you solemnly vow to be obedient still to your wife. Yes, if you please to spare but my life. Ever since then she bears such a sway that I am forced her laws to obey. She is the cock and I am the hen. This is my case, so pity me then.